Praise the Lord. Church, if you are there, I said, praise the Lord. I welcome you to Miracle Ground. This is Thursday Revival Miracle Hour for me. I said it's for me. I believe. What are you? I believe. Something must happen today. A miracle must come down upon you today. That mountain will move away. God is going to put joy and laughter in your mouth. Are you ready for the anointing that breaks the yoke? Where are you? Father, in Jesus' name, we bless your name today. We exalt the name of Christ. We know that with you all things are possible. And I'm asking, Lord, you come to everyone in a special way today. Move every mountain. Destroy the works of the devil. Set your people free. Let the anointing flow to every life tonight. And let the power of faith walk in every life tonight in Jesus' name. You will answer the prayer of everyone. You will put testimony in every mouth. And your people will go back home with loads of blessings in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. And the miracle recipients say, we're coming to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And I'm reading from verse 22. And Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, for truly I say unto you, for assuredly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, no doubter there today, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have, you will have, I will have, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. As we look at verse 22, here are the words of Jesus. And you know Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus is still saying the same thing today. In fact, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. There's a fulfillment in your life tonight. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Tonight, you are here. I don't want to say we. I single you out. You are the one tonight God is looking for. You are the one tonight, heaven is going to be opened unto you, and you are going to receive in Jesus' name. You are here tonight for full liberation. What are you here for? I said you are here tonight for full liberation. And tonight I'm talking to you on full liberation through faith in Christ. Full liberation through faith in Christ. It says, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Because faith in God is the solution to every problem. God, the living God, is the unchanging God. Is the eternal God. Is the mighty God. Is the infinite God. The powerful God. Irresistible God. The independent God. God is independent of every problem. He stands back. He looks at your mountain and he commands, go what will happen? It will go. It's the immutable God. That means it doesn't change. He can do all things, and he will do all things, even in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. He promised to do with him all things are possible. Look at that verse 22 again. Jesus answering says unto them, tell me out aloud, have faith in God. Why? Because God is the creator. Have faith in God. Why? Because God is the fountain of life. Have faith in God. Why? Because God depends on nothing, and everything depends on him. He made the whole world without any instrument, without any material thing, out of nothing, out of emptiness. He created the whole universe. And between you and him tonight, there is no wall of demarcation. Between you and him tonight, there is no wall of hindrance. It's going to create. It's going to work. It's going to perform. I thought somebody there will say amen. Amen. All things depend on him. He is immortal. He is incorruptible in his essence. We're talking about God the Almighty. We're talking about God the All-Powerful. We're talking about God the Supreme One. We're talking about God the One that lives and loves, and the One that's able to turn every stone out of your life, and every curse is broken tonight in Jesus' name. He is loving. He is merciful. He is compassionate. And that's why Jesus Christ said, what load do you carry? What problem do you have? What mountain confronts you? And he says, the solution to your problem is tonight, have faith in God. Have faith in God. This mountain will move. Have faith in God. This sickness will go. Have faith in God. This challenge will be resolved in your life in Jesus' name. Have faith in God. He is omnipotent. Have faith in God is omnipresent. Have faith in God is omniscient. Therefore, as you have faith in God tonight, you understand, problems are solved tonight. I said problems are solved tonight. And that yoke is broken tonight in Jesus' name. And look at Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 17 there. Romans chapter 10. And I'm looking at verse 17. Look at this. It says in verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing. Somebody said, I don't have faith. That's my problem. What you are hearing tonight will bring enough faith in your heart. You receive your miracle. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. The faith for your salvation, it comes. The faith for your healing, it comes. The faith for your deliverance, it comes. The faith for signs and wonders, it's here tonight. And the faith for your miracle, it comes tonight. Because faith cometh by hearing. Faith came in the past. So all those people who have read about in the Bible, faith came to them because of what they heard from the Lord. The people at the time of Jesus, the people that lived in the time of Jesus, they came, blind eyes were open. It will happen. The lame rose up and they walked. It will happen. All their challenges were rolled away. It will happen again. How did they receive? By faith. How did they have faith? Faith came to them by hearing. And today, how does faith come? I said today, how does faith come? What you hear tonight brings dynamic faith in your life. Mountain moving faith in your life. Thank God, thank God. I see a miracle coming your way tonight in Jesus' name. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If I were to tell you just one thing tonight, so that your life today, this week, this month, this year, so that your life for the rest of your existence on earth will be brighter than anybody ever thought about, What is the one sin? I will tell you. Let me show you in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, I'm reading here from verse 16. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That verse sets you free. Okay, let me say it for myself. That verse sets me free. If I were to tell you just one thing, you have a challenge before you. You have a project before you. You have a sickness confronting you. And you have a problem confronting your family. And you have tears flowing in the eyes of somebody there. And there is sorrow in your heart. And there is oppression. And there is difficulty. If I were to tell you one thing, just one thing, that will bring total solution and total redemption and total restoration to your life, what's the just one thing? I'll tell you. If I were to tell you one thing when you're at a crossroad, if I were to tell you just one thing when it appears that everything is down, there's no water, there is no oil, and there is no joy, and there is no happiness, and there is no friend, and there is no helper, and yet you are saying, I don't want to end up my life like this. I want things to turn around. If I were to tell you just one thing, that if you do that one thing, solution will come. You have been fainting in your life. You have been failing in your life. You have been having insurmountable problems in your life. And you say, tell me just one thing. What's the one thing I can tell you? So that all those problems will be solved. As you come here tonight and you are saying, hey, I came here for Thursday Miracle Revival Hour. What's the one thing you are going to take back home that you will know? Every place your foot shall tread upon, the Lord will give it to you. Every door you knock, that door will be open. Everything you're asking the Lord and you say, I want this, that thing will be done. What's the one thing I can tell you? Look at verse 16, above all. Somebody help me, above all. Take it. It's there. Take it. You will take it tonight. Take the shield of faith. What's a shield? A shield, have you seen, those officers? Somebody is throwing something and they put up the shield like that. That thing they throw will never get to you anymore. They throw an arrow from the other side, it will never get to you. They throw an arrow from the path of darkness, it will never get to you. They throw an arrow from the conspiracy of your enemies, it will never get to you. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able. Ye shall be able. I'm able. I am able. I said I am able. Look at the Red Sea, I'm able to cross that sea. Look at that mountain, I'm able to bring water out of that mountain. Look at Goliath, I'm able to conquer Goliath. Look at the sickness, I'm able to get freedom from the sickness. Able. Somebody there is able tonight. Somebody there is able tonight. You will conquer your fear. You will conquer your problem. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. How many fiery darts? How many fiery darts? Look up here. Maybe you've never got 100% before. You took that exam. Okay, you got 63. You took that exam. You got a 67. Every prayer you prayed now, 100% answer. Every request you make now, 100% answer. Every word of authority you speak now, 100% answer. Because you will quench how many darts of the wicked? I said you will quench how many darts of the wicked? All the fiery darts of the wicked. Tonight, we're looking at this together. Full liberation through faith in Christ. Full liberation through faith in Christ. There are three things we're looking at before we pray. The prayer tonight is going to be prayer. I said the prayer tonight is going to be prayer. You pray, I pray, and if two of us shall agree together as touching anything you are asking tonight, it is done. Number one, the faithfulness and the faultlessness of God. The faithfulness and the faultlessness of God. He has no fault. He makes no mistake. He doesn't lie. He doesn't deceive. He is faithful. The faithfulness and the faultlessness of God. Number two, the fellowship and the forgiveness from God. The fellowship and the forgiveness from God. Number three, the freedom. Somebody there tonight is free. I said somebody there tonight is free. The freedom through faith in God. The freedom through faith in God. Tell me number one in your life there. I said number one, not on paper. Number one in your life. The faithfulness and the faultlessness of God. We're coming back to Mark. I'm reading from chapter 11, and I'm reading from verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God. The question is why? Why are you to have faith in God? Why should anybody have faith in God? What reason can we give that somebody has to put his faith in God? Because of the faithfulness of God. Because of the faultlessness of God. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. And I'm reading to you from verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. It says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God. You see that? He is God, the faithful God. Because he cannot lie. He cannot deceive. He cannot turn around and say no when he has said yes. Because of the faithfulness of God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations. What does that mean? That what that means is that if you take a generation for 40 years, 1,000 generations will be 40,000 years. And since he made that promise, it's not 40,000 years yet. And it's not up to 1,000 generations yet. And he said, every generation, God is faithful tonight. Where are you? He's faithful to you. And you'll find in his faithfulness is going to do something unforgettable in your life. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to those judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which is where unto thy fathers. Everything he has said, everything he has proclaimed, everything he has promised, everything he has prophesied, everything he has pronounced concerning you, reaching concerning you, there is a fulfillment tonight. I said there's a fulfillment tonight. Look at verse 15. The Lord thy God will take away from thee, from me. I said from me. The Lord will take away from thee all sickness. How many sicknesses will he take away tonight? And will put none of these diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. That amen is dwindling. Look at Psalm 119, Psalm 119. Our God is faithful. My God is faithful. He has said it, he will do it. He has promised it, he'll perform it. Look at this, Psalm 119. I'm reading from verse 89. Psalm 119 verse 89, forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, is thy promise settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, is your pronouncement settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, is the decree settled in heaven. Look at verse 90. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Beyond 40, beyond 50, beyond 100 generations, it says, beyond 1,000 generations, beyond 2,000 generations, it says, you are faithful, and your faithfulness is unto all generations, to this generation in which we are, God will be faithful. To your own generation, God will be faithful. To your family, God will be faithful, and they will walk in your life in Jesus' name. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the faithfulness of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm reading here from verse 24. 1 Thessalonians 5, reading from verse 24. Faithfully see that calleth you, who also will do it. Faithfully see that saved you, who also will do it. Faithfully see that promised you, who also will do it. Faithfully see that affirms his word, who also will do it. Something is happening tonight. Heaven is recording your name tonight. And heaven is attaching a miracle to your name tonight. Healing to your name tonight. Power to your name tonight. Anointing that brings.